What's good? This is Orlando's very own singer-songwriter, Pinhead. You're now tuned in to Slick Talk with Slick Nick. Who knows? She might be talking about you.
Yo, what's going on? It's here. It's Hot Boy Season. It's your boy Stefan for you, and you are now listening to Slick Talk with Slick Nick, one of my favorite things to listen to every Monday.
Huh? You already know what it is, man. It's your boy Vontae. Man, Slick Talk with Slick Nick. You already know what the fuck is going on, man. Make sure y'all tune in on the hottest podcast in the fucking city, you heard? Damn.
Yo, what's going on, man? It's DJ Consistency checking in with the hottest podcast in Orlando, in Florida, in the world. You know what it is, man. Slick Talk with Slick Nick. All right? You know what the fuck going on, man. Make sure that you vibe with me, ride with me. Slick Nick, let them know.
Good. This is Orlando's very own singer-songwriter, Pinhead. You're now tuned in to Slick Talk with Slick Nick. Who knows? She might be talking about you.
Yo, what's going on? It's Hot Boy Season. It's your boy Stefan for you, and you are now listening to Slick Talk with Slick Nick, one of my favorite things to listen to every Monday.
Huh? You already know what it is, man. It's your boy Vontae. Man, Slick Talk with Slick Nick. You already know what the fuck is going on, man. Make sure y'all tune in on the hottest podcast in the fucking city, you heard? Damn.
Yo, what's going on, man? It's DJ Consistency checking in with the hottest podcast in Orlando, in Florida, in the world. You know what it is, man. Slick Talk with Slick Nick. All right? You know what the fuck going on, man. Make sure that you vibe with me, ride with me. Slick Nick, let them know.
Good. This is Orlando's very own singer-songwriter, Pinhead. You're now tuned in to Slick Talk with Slick Nick. Who knows? She might be talking about you.
What's going on, podcast world? It is your girl, Slick Nick, and we are back with another dope, super funky, fresh episode. There's a word that Missy used to say that I really be trying to remember, but I'm going to get it next week, I promise. And I'm here. You see the shirt that I got on Trap Live because I'm with one of my favorite bands, period, full of dope behind people. Trap Live is in the building. And as always, I start to my left. So... go ahead.
Okay, I am Lisa Lynette, one of the first ladies, one of the queens. I think my thing going off. I can't hear myself no more.
Oh, push.
But anyway, Lisa Lynette, one of the queens of the Live Band.
Yeah.
Hey. Okay. And then I'm across from Lisa, it's...
Hey, it's Boone, you know, the rapper of the band. That's it.
That's it. In the back, we got...
B. They call me Big B, you know. Berlin, you know, the bass player.
Big Beast, dance for bands, right?
Yeah.
Hey.
Poe Beezy, you already know. I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Oh, that's okay.
About it. That's about it. That's
okay.
About it. Yeah.
I'm a Teddy Alexander keyboard player.
Teddy Alexander?
Yeah.
That's a fancy name.
Teddy
Alexander.
Teddy Alexander. He's a fancy Riding,
little brother. Right.
Teddy Riding.
Well, thank y'all for being here. I super appreciate y'all.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. So y'all tell me, what have y'all been doing? How y'all been holding up during this whole quarantine?
Ooh. It's kind of been normal for me. Like, I go to work, but I don't go to work 5 days a week.
Right.
Like, I go two or three.
Mm-hmm.
I still go to the grocery store, get loads and loads of food, and I just chill. Like, so... I'm making it.
So you get the food. You don't sell out. You don't buy all the toilet paper.
No. We been stacked on toilet paper and water, so we good.
I'm essential.
I'm essential.
I'm
yeah.
essential in this.
Essential AF.
Right.
For real.
It's been normal. Like, you know, just been more conscious of, I guess, sanitizing and stuff like that. You know, people probably washing their hands more. That's it.
Probably not.
I mean, people should have been washing their hands like
in
they
the
are
first
now.
Right.
That's probably the problem.
That's probably the problem.
No, I mean, exactly. People dying now, like yeah. Damn the doo-doo on my hands.
Listen, people dying that has now. Never died before.
Right. Yeah. I ain't never died before, so.
I like
people. Oh, for real.
No, I just feel like. I always ask that question to start my show because I feel like as soon as we going through it, I'm gonna keep asking about it because you'll be surprised how many people don't wash their hands and don't wash their hands the right way.
Mm-hmm. 20 seconds.
You're supposed to sing happy birthday.
Right.
So a lot of people be like, oh, really? Like, that's what up, podcast world? It is your girl, Slick Nick, and we are back with another episode, another lovely week. I completely forgot it was a holiday. So happy Memorial Day to everybody out there. I know it's raining here in Florida. But wherever you are, hopefully you're able to barbecue and get your grill on. I am surrounded by some people today. We still in a mood of getting everything right, so don't mind us. But I'm skip to my left. You know, I always start to my left, but I'm skip my left right now because he MIA for now. But across from him, y'all asked for him back, and I got him back. It is Super Mario in the building.
Once again, what's up? It's your boy Super Mario. What's up, hookah lady?
And to my left, we got... I need a nickname for you now.
Nell is fine.
I
like the way Nell sounds.
No, I need no name Nell, because I can't tag you in nothing. So, like, no name Nell is what you about
tell
to
him,
be.
Tell him what to do.
I don't really need to be tagged.
It's about to be no name Nell. That's what we're going to...
Listen. They know my name. Tell them to stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. Y'all know my name.
Okay, so... We're slowly opening back up.
Yes. Florida is opening back up.
How do you feel about opening back outside, being back open?
I'm not a fan. I'm not a huge fan of phase one or phase two or a mixture of the two. I don't know what the governor is doing, Governor DeSantis is doing. But it sounds like Florida is just doing their own thing. Compared to everybody
else. I mean, I know Daytona doing their own thing.
Daytona's definitely doing their own thing.
Daytona with lit.
Daytona don't give a shit.
I know Daytona doing their own thing for real.
Yeah. Every business, essentially, in Florida is pretty much opening back up. So I don't feel like there's a difference in phase one to phase two.
But, I mean, if you think about it, right, mm-hmm. I feel like depending on the business, the only difference is they closed early. Okay. Like, I love me some Jeremiah's ice cream. They're not essential, but they was open.
Okay.
I mean, they already like talked to you through a window anyway, so.
They was open, like, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like Jeremiah's is essential.
I don't even like it like that, isn't it?
You tripping.
Wow. No, all y'all tripping.
No, you're bugging.
Wow. Go outside and scrape your knees.
Jeremiah's is amazing.
No, I don't know. Jeremiah's is good, bro. You wildin'.
Yeah, like.
Y'all wildin'. It's just
especially just in... It's, no, you buggin'. Especially in May, they have the mango margarita flavor for Cinco de Mayo. So if you get that with a gelati, it's so good. Ball game LJ is in the building.
Ball game LJ.
Tampa, what
What's
up?
What's going on, man?
All right.
Man, got the unks on. Okay, I see you. I see you.
Oh, don't I like hurt
him. I like it. I need to borrow one of those. Not the little one, the long one.
The long one.
With my neck set up. You understand what I'm saying?
You ain't got one.
What up? How you doing?
Man, this GPS took me everywhere. When I say they took me like round in circles, like, because I know how the place looks.
Right.
The GPS, they had me like in the middle of nowhere. I swear to God.
You made it, so that's all that matters.
Yeah. I did. Yeah.
Welcome back.
You're here now.
Thank you.
So we're talking about, you actually just walked in at the perfect part. We're talking about phase one and stuff outside opening up. Was Tampa ever closed?
Yeah, we was.
Are y'all open now?
Did y'all listen?
Major question,
did Tampa
right?
Did Tampa follow directions?
Did Tampa follow the rules?
That's what we want to know.
Man, they was doing stripper parties.
Oh, man.
I should have went to Tampa. I knew I should have lived in Orlando.
Man, Tampa was
Orlando has stripper parties too, though. But
Tampa was showing out. They just had a little video on Twitter going viral right now of like a whole bunch of people like, bunched together, like they was playing Boosie Fuck the Police, and they was just like the police was trying to like get everybody to go home. It was like Fuck the Police type shit.
Tampa, oh wow. Man,
it's all funny games.
It's on Twitter,
right?
It's all funny games till riot control come out. Now everybody talks about why they acting like this.
Yeah, right. Tampa, wow.
Told y'all to go home.
And like in the last 2 weeks, man, like two people just died. Like
two people just died from the corona.
Nah, like just shooting. Like it was a party this weekend a couple of days ago. They had like a little house party and somebody got shot.
Oh damn
the corona. We just going
just shoot
each other.
Yeah, I mean that's crazy. Like you going to these house parties, ain't no security, so you know everybody probably got
facts. No cap, I'm not gonna say no names. I went to a little shindig a couple weeks ago and number one, I can't tell the last time I went to a house party. Let's start there.
Okay. Yeah.
But I got there, and because my brother was DJing, so I get there, I'm there, and at some point, dude with a wheelchair walked in with his entourage. Well, sorry. Sorry. That was messed up. Dude with a wheelchair got into the building, and him and his entourage.
She's losing it right now.
Oh, him and his what?
Man, that's crazy.
I'm sorry. I promise it was an accident.
God got a place for you.
Sorry.
He got a place for you.
He know my heart. I'm sorry.
She's losing it right now.
Okay, so he comes in the building. Him and his entourage. And they did. And I guess they wanted to take pictures or whatever. And they pulled out mad light. One of them had, it looked like an AK. Somebody had something else. And I'm just kind of like, you know, this is not my scene. It's not my scene. It's time for me to go. Just flicking it up. Like, they was just.
Orlando is a different breed.
Like, I was looking at that. I was like, on that note, I love y'all. I'm out. This is not for me.
But I always tell people, man, like, people think they be, like, doing something. Like, go to Orlando. Orlando is they really on that.
It's different.
It's way different.
Orlando is different
from any other place in the state, like, in the world. You know, I'll be honest with you.
You know, I don't do house parties anyway.
Yeah, Orlando is different. Good. That's a different breed.
I only went because my brother was gone. If my brother wasn't there, I wouldn't have went.
Shout out DJ Consistency. That's it. DJ in Orlando.
That's one of the main people that can get me out the house.
100.
That man has a crazy vibe. I'm like, damn, bro, how you know you just how you do that shit? You know, no matter where he's at, that man has.
He know how to rock it.
It's just,
yeah, my brother dope.
And he stay with a hookah.
Period. Always. Got to. And there's like no other way.
He's good, but I think I'm a better DJ. The way my YouTube music set
now.
Up. No. Listen, the way my playlists are set up, I think I can beat, bro.
I'm
if I learn how to mix the songs.
Listen, you fam, bro.
Bring them in.
I can't put my money on you. I love you to death.
But I can't
but
bet
I can't
on you.
I can't put my money on you.
Okay, so since we're talking about music, right? Did y'all see the Ludacris and Luda? Why I can't talk? The new Ludacris.
Get it out.
And Nelly.
Speech class.
And I can't talk. I don't know what's going on.
Nelly booed. He booed. I don't know what Nelly was doing. He. In my opinion, Luda is the better artist, but I feel like Nelly just had a better catalog.
He had some hits he could have played and he didn't play.
He boofed on that. He booed on that.
Luda had a lot of hits that he didn't play. Yeah,
but what I'm saying, like, you know, Nelly, just from what Nelly, like, what he chose to play and what he should have played. Okay. Luda was consistent with, like, bam, 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 bam.
So who are we saying won?
Luda lost. Yeah. I mean, Luda won for sure.
Okay. I was about to say.
I was with you. Yeah, he lost. Hey, I was with you because you had the unks on. You was going to be talking about Nelly won.
Luda smoked him.
No, I agree.
Nelly is probably one of my favorite artists.
I'm going to blame the thunderstorm.
Was one of my favorite artists growing up.
Facts.
Right? Because my name is Nell, and I'm not going to say that I had a Band-Aid or anything on my face in school.
We all did, okay. So it's okay.
No, we all did.
Okay.
Yes, so. We did. Don't. Yes, you did.
No,
yes, you did. You know you did, at least once. You first was probably in the bathroom mirror like, I'm going to go to school.
Band-Aid, but you wore some forces, though. You wore some forces, though. You
true.
Sure
Yeah.
Everybody know I keep forces on my feet.
Definitely wore some forces.
Got the black ones at the house right now.
So what we're not going to do is we're not going to judge me about me wearing a Band-Aid on my face at school when I didn't have no cut on my face. All right, so he's one of my favorite artists growing up. But Luda was also, he's like my all-time, well, I'm not going to say all-time, but one of my all-time favorite rappers.
Very underrated.
Both had hit records all over the board. Luda's was just more nostalgic, though, man.
I can
it
agree.
It took you back to a certain place. You were just like, bro, I heard that song in so long. And when you think about it, when that song played, it was so fire. They're two different time frames. When you really think about it, Luda came in.
Luda was what the baby is now. If you want to be technical, because the baby be on that, like, just making fun, having fun type stuff. That's what Luda was doing.
Yeah. His videos were weird. He was known for having, like, weird videos because he used to be fun. But his songs are, they predate Nelly's songs.
I just have a question. Because what business did we have being in, because I know I was in, like, the 6th, 7th, 8th grade when What's Your Fantasy came out.
Yeah.
What business I had reciting singing the whole song?
Yeah.
You was fast.
I wasn't.
Yeah, on the 50-yard line.
No, I wasn't. Dirty Birds, but I'm saying.
And whatever boy you was
you
talking
didn't
to.
Even know
no,
what that means.
I really didn't until, like, now that I'm done. Like, When I was watching the live and he played that song, me and my grown self was like, now what business did I have?
It's the video when they was word for the word. Lot.
Yeah. Like, fast.
They use the whole video? Exactly is. I remember singing that song in school.
What?
Now, Miles said, Nelly's catalog has bigger features, but Luda got them bangers.
Yeah, Luda has better music as far as like on a rapping level.
But you
scale.
Know, you know what's crazy?
I feel like
Nelly was throwing, he was throwing Luda alley-oops because every time Nelly played one of his biggest features, it was from like an Atlanta producer or like an Atlanta artist. So he was throwing like Luda alley-oops every single time to come back with some shit. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, true. Because who played Welcome to Atlanta? Luda did, right?
Luda shit.
That was one of his first. That was his first song, I think. Welcome to Atlanta.
Then that was that
the first song he played. And I'll give it to Nelly. Nelly came out hot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like I would have gave it to Nelly like the first five or six rounds. Nelly was probably like up 4-2.
Then he played that Tim McGraw.
And then yeah, like.
But I love that Tim McGraw song.
No.
After like round eight or nine, it just started going downhill.
He playing over and over again.
That's because you a female.
But he didn't play that though. He played Just a Dream though. He didn't play that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, only just a dream.
No, if he'd have played that, it's a different. Like that's like an outro song. Like we want to hear like. Boom,
boom. Yeah, because he said he finna. What he said? He said he gonna play a bang or something, and he played Just a Dream.
Yeah,
and Luda's face was like
he played. But no, Luda's face was like that when he played Body on Me. Like no.
Yeah, when he played Body on Me, I was like, oh man.
Then you do Shade at Ashanti like, oh me and Akon, you acknowledge Ashanti. I'm like, you tripping?
And then he played some song people didn't even recognize. It was later on in the round, but. He played a song that people didn't recognize, like they'd never even heard before.
Yeah, because it was something that didn't make the cut.
So what y'all thought about that line? And because y'all heard Luda's new song that he played, right? Mm-hmm. When he was waiting for Nelly's Wi-Fi to get it together.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of his Wi-Fi was terrible.
Terrible, but it was better than Teddy Riley, so I'll give him that. But Luda played a song, and in the song he said, I love R. Kelly, but around my daughter I'm not comfortable. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people was like, oh, that's messed up, whatever, whatever.
Why is it messed up? I mean, the man did what he did. He can't go back. He did it.
I mean, I mess with R. Kelly as far as like a musical standpoint, but as a personal person, nah, yeah. I won't mess with him.
That was his point.
Yeah, you know, I'm always going to love R. Kelly, but I feel the same way. Yeah. I can't trust my kids around you.
Yeah, I think as a culture, we have learned to separate R. Kelly's music from R. Kelly, yeah, the person.
That I'm a flirt. That's that.
I was made to R. Kelly. That did, like my parents. I know for a fact I was made to R. Kelly.
Yeah, I mean R. Kelly is one of the greatest producers / songwriters / singers that we've ever seen.
Like and when they were starting that trend, mute R. Kelly. I'm like, bro, if you gonna do that, you gotta mute every
a lot of people.
You gotta mute a lot of people. He wrote for the Osleys. He wrote for Aaliyah, SWV, TLC. Yep. That means you damn near gotta kill the whole 90s R&B if you gonna say mute R. Kelly. That's stupid.
Real. Mute R. Kelly. Mute a lot of people.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm always gonna love his music. Yeah. But
always gonna love his.
That's
music.
About it.
Yeah. But yeah, I definitely feel Luda on that one. I can rock with him on that one. I have no problem with what he said.
You know it's going to be the craziest versus battle, though, when that shit drop?
What's that?
Chris Brown and Usher.
You think they're going to go, though?
That shit going to be crazy.
I don't know.
I don't think that's going to be as good as people think it's going to be.
It's not going to be better than Peeny Man and Bounty Killer, I just want to say.
That was a good one.
They killed that.
I didn't even understand half the stuff they were saying.
I don't think.
You didn't what?
Yeah, I just enjoyed it.
I wish they would have did like Boss Cartel. Okay. Boss Cartel and Bounty would have been tough.
That would have been good too. But when I tell you, because I was at work, and when I tell you I got my entire life watching that whole, I screen recorded like half of it.
So you was watching, you wasn't working.
Technically, I have trainees, so she was working on me, thanks.
Hurt.
Anyway. No, but okay, so since we're talking about artists, I want to stay here because I really want to get, although I talked about it last week, I want to get y'all opinions because y'all are a different group of people.
Okay.
So I want to know what y'all feel or how y'all feel about 6ix9ine getting out.
Mm.
And him getting placed in the house. And the girl went on, I don't know if it was TikTok or Twitter or what, but she went on and recorded him from her backyard. Like, oh, 6ix9ine moved into the house behind me. Now he's on the balcony taking pictures.
Yeah.
And then he had to get removed immediately after.
I heard about that.
6ix9ine gonna be in the run probably for the rest of his life.
Yeah, that's gonna happen.
I mean, but But with his...
How y'all feel about what he said, though?
What about Snoop being a snitch?
No, well, we gonna get there.
Oh, okay.
We gonna get there. But, no, about...
Oh, him glorifying snitching because his life was on the line?
Mm-hmm. No. And him saying, how you expect me to be loyal if you tried to kill me, my baby moms, you tried to do this to my mom?
It's not even about being loyal. It's about you know what you're getting yourself into. But you weren't thinking about the consequences at the time because you were so far successful with what you was doing that when shit hit the fan, now you looking for a way to justify why you did what you did in the first beginning. No. Well,
I would say this too. The loyalty part of what he was saying, like how you going to be loyalty, you offered to get these people names up to do something about your time.
Right.
They didn't just come in and say, okay, what can you give us? No. He was looking at years, so he thought, well, if I get these people up, they probably knock some shit off. And that's basically what happened.
And the sad thing about it, bro, he probably would have got like 5-6 years max just because of who he was. Like, I don't honestly think.
So you're saying he didn't even have to snitch?
Nah, it was just people in prison who love rainbows, and he was going to.
What?
I don't know. I think it's. It depends on the person in each situation. I can't say what the man should have and should not have done.
However, because
he created that situation first and foremost.
That's what I'm saying.
He helped create that situation first and foremost. And I think we as a culture, we don't quite understand what snitching is. People think that snitching is just telling on somebody for doing something. When that's not what snitching is.
You got one more.
Snitching. Snitching is when you know of and or participate, right, in illegal activities with someone else, correct? Mm-hmm. And then when you get caught, you then tell the whole thing.
Preach.
Correct? Right? Snitching is not for people who don't do anything, who just call the police because they want their neighborhoods to be safe. Or they don't want their baby to get jumped in school or something like that. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's not snitching. So we need to get that out there. And then secondly, as far as his situation goes, 6ix9ine situation goes, I can't tell you what that man should have did for with not wanting to go to jail. But I'm going to tell you what I would have did to not go to jail. I'd have told on everybody. Because I'm not going to jail for nobody.
You know what's crazy?
I don't care what happened.
I was on Twitter and I seen some shit about, I guess it's a rapper from out here named Armstrong. And it was like, it's the same shit that Armstrong had did. I don't know the story.
I have no idea who that is.
I don't know who Armstrong is.
I don't know him either.
I don't know him either. But
I mean, we got a lot of rappers out here, though. A lot of them.
But that's the problem with being real. Everybody ain't real. So you got to watch who you know what I'm saying, who you hang out with and who you decide to tell your secrets to and all that other stuff.
Big fact.
Because when they get caught, you don't know what's going to come out on the table. Big you see fact. What I'm saying? So they knew
the people
he was claiming or whatever, Treyway, whoever, they knew what that boy was before they picked him up. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's the only reason they even threatened him like that. Did all that stuff. Because they didn't think he was going to do nothing.
I want to know why they let him in and he had rainbow hair and rainbow teeth.
It was a gimmick, man.
It's marketable.
You and the rainbow.
It's marketable. Right? It's marketable. Like,
yeah, man.
It's different.
What is it? Gorilla promo or something? That's what it's called? What? When you go out and you do something like super outrageous just to get attention to yourself?
A troll.
Yeah. People do the opposite of what everybody else thinks you should do.
6ix9ine is a walking troll.
Mm-hmm. No, well, yeah, that's facts.
Kanye
does it, not to that extent.
So him calling Snoop a snitch, how y'all feel about that?
He lost his damn mind.
That's him doing what he does.
Exactly. That's what I thought too.
Came back out and did exactly what he
did. But he was trolling at that point. He was just trying to make somebody who was coming at him. Because Snoop was coming at him, so he's just trying to make like old Snoop snitch.
But my thing is too, like, bro, you have to be careful who you talk to like that.
Snoop got people.
And that's right, because Snoop is like old school for real.
People forget who Snoop Dogg is. When Snoop Dogg got on live,
murder was the case that they gave me.
Basically, that told him he not allowed to back in his city. Snoop said, well, let me take these glasses off and let me remind y'all who Snoop is.
Well, yeah, I mean that's part of it too.
People forget who he is.
That can be part of it too. Snoop Doggy Dogg. But there's also was the case. But there's also people out there who will just bang for Snoop just off the strength, right? Because there was a story the other day when they was talking about somebody was having an argument about LeBron James and Michael Jordan, and the dude killed the dude because he was saying that Michael Jordan was better than LeBron James.
Wait, what?
Yeah, somebody just went to jail for LeBron. LeBron don't know this man.
And he not finna bail you out either.
He's not finna bail you out.
He probably got a LeBron James tattoo.
LeBron. He probably do.
LeBron phobia, bro. That shit. Right? That,
it's crazy.
Nah, that shit real.
It's crazy.
That shit real.
It's crazy. But yeah, it's people that'll bang for other people just off the strength, just because I feel like I got a connection to them.
True.
You know what I'm saying? So you definitely got to watch what you say about people, especially when they're as famous as. Well,
if we talking about famous people, dude, I don't want to know what a person do about Michael. Michael Jackson, man. Hey. He make people faint. You got that type of power?
I love little Michael.
Little Michael.
Don't you climb trees?
I like little Michael. I like big Michael.
I love little Michael. I don't like. I was just referring. Longer shot, but no.
Little Michael. I love little Michael.
So I just want to stay like on the entertainment side because y'all seen what I tagged y'all in before we came.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
I ain't got no tag.
Doja Cat, no name now. That's why I ain't getting no tag. Doja Cat is, I guess, on the verge of being canceled.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? Before you bring up Doja Cat, it was somebody else who did the same thing, and she got slandered for something. That's why we ain't really heard from her as recently either.
Who?
Dej Lo.
Shut up!
Dej Lo, if you go look back at it, she had a couple racist tweets. Real shit. Go look it up. After this shit, go look
racist
it up.
Racist to her own people?
Yeah. Real shit.
What?
Yeah, you know she
I'm gonna look that up for real, for real.
House, nigga.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah, I'm gonna look that up for real because
Dej Lo.
I wouldn't expect it to be from Dej.
Yeah. Think about it. We ain't heard from Dej since the song with
Hey there.
Yeah. No.
The song with what's the LA dude name? He looked like Tiger. I can't think his name. Kidding. Let's just be honest. That's the last time I heard from Dej Lo.
But I mean, I follow her on Instagram, so like I still see her, but you're right. I haven't heard like a song from her.
If you follow on Instagram, tell her I love her.
I thought she was booed.
You
up.
Tell her you love her.
With Dirk, that shit was years ago. That's the last time I know she was booed up with somebody.
Dirk and Dej. Yeah. But Doja Cat, so she was apparently in a group chat.
Love hot.
Not a group chat. She was in a video chat room.
Mm-hmm.
And she was using the N word with the R at the end.
Nigger.
And so.
Hardy R.
My question, before I read her, I feel like her PR statement, I don't think she personally wrote it, but no, that's just me.
She did.
Before I read her PR statement, I want to know what y'all feel about the one drop rule. Because if we all know, we've all been told or learned in school, if you have one drop of African American in you, then you're black, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if she's saying that somebody in her family is from South Africa, whatever the case may be, but she's light as ever, do y'all feel like the one drop rule like should apply to her? Do you feel like
because I feel like everybody in the world, every black person, our ancestors are from Africa. So I mean, she's black, you black. It's black and white right there. Can't switch it up, nothing. Black is black, white is white. So
I don't know if it's that easy though, Mario.
True. So when back in the slavery days, when master slept with the slave and had a baby, was the baby taken into the white family or was she taken in as a nigga?
She was neither nor.
Oh no, she was one of them. Mm-hmm. There was no selection back then. It was either you were white or you were black. That's how it was.
Yeah, I get that part.
But
she didn't necessarily belong to the slave. She was considered a slave, yes. But she wouldn't have slept in slave quarters, not being that light skinned.
Slave is a slave.
I hear what you're saying, brother. I hear what you're saying. But regardless of the fact, as far as the one drop rule is concerned, I think it's an outdated rule to say that somebody, just because they have 1% of black blood, they're automatically considered black. if you're not ingratiated in the culture, right, participate in the culture.
Don't know nothing about
the culture. Grow up around black folks, have black parents or black relatives. It's kind of hard for me to say, look at you.
To like turn over the cheek, like, okay.
Right, and say you're black or give you a pass on some of the stuff that offends us.
Mm-hmm. So would you give Drake son a pass because he's in the culture?
No, because...
Yeah. I guess I would. I mean...
First of all, Drake don't even claim that baby. That's why I say no.
But he claimed him now.
He have claimed that shit because it's out now. He has to claim it. But before that, he never claimed that shit.
I mean,
so you saying nah?
That's because he still wanted Nicki. He couldn't have that on.
I mean, people look at Drake like the same way they look at Doja Cat. It's just that Drake just... You know what's crazy? The reason why I say that, Jay Prince played a big part in why Drake is accepting our culture.
Okay.
Like, Jay Prince is like the godfather of when it comes to this rap shit. So I feel like he played a big part of why Drake is accepted as, you know, referring to him dropping the N-word like that. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason why I say that.
You think Jay Prince gave him the pass to say what he wanted to say?
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, okay, this is Jay Prince artist. We're not finna come at him like that, you know, with him name dropping. Think about it. Like, I just don't feel like if Drake didn't have Jay Prince, he wouldn't be doing the shit he's doing when it comes to the black culture. I don't feel like he would be accepted.
I can give you 25% of that.
Drake been trying to get in, I mean, Drake been Rappers putting himself in, yeah, I mean, he's yeah. been putting himself in black culture since he was a kid, you know. I mean, he grew up around a lot of white folks. I'll give you that. But I mean, when you talk about Canada, the part of Canada he grew up in, it ain't too many black folks up there.
Yeah, you know,
there are parts of Canada where there are a lot of black folks, of course, right? But I don't think where he grew up at, there was a whole bunch, at least.
I bet it was cold, too.
So let's say, but Drake is black, though.
I consider him black. You don't consider him black, bro?
Drake?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter at this point.
Okay, let me read Doja's PR statement. For those of you that didn't see it, for my listeners that didn't see it, look at it. Let me read her PR statement, and then you write me and let me know. Huh?
Are you able to read that?
No, sure. Yeah. Kind of. Okay. I want to address what's been happening on Twitter. I've used public chat rooms to socialize since I was a child. I shouldn't have been on some of those chat room sites, but I personally have never been involved in any racist conversations. I'm sorry to everyone that I offended. I am a black woman. Half of my family is black from South Africa, and I'm very proud of where I come from. As far as the old song, As far as the old song that's resurfaced, it was in no way tied to anything outside of my own personal experience. It was written in response to people who often use that term to hurt me. I made an attempt to flip its meaning, but recognized that it was a bad decision to use the term in my music. Why does everybody say they always try to use it to flip it?
Because she didn't write that.
I mean, yeah, but like is that like the national PR thing? Oh, say you try to use it to flip it.
Yes, that's exactly what you said.
That's the first thing they always say. any PR statement, they're going
to
flip it.
I was trying to flip it.
Okay. The last part says, I understand my influence and impact, and I'm telling this all very seriously. I love you all, and I'm very sorry for upsetting or hurting any of you. That's not my character, and I'm determined to show that to everybody moving forward. Thank you.
Yeah,
she lied.
We can't even take that shit serious because she didn't even write that.
Well, you put stuff out like that when people found out that you said something you shouldn't have said back in the day. Like we've all said something growing up that we probably shouldn't have said.
That we wouldn't say now.
But it's not really a problem until somebody
says, why did you say that? Right, or has recorded it,
has a picture of it or whatever. Because it was a picture of Drake in blackface or whatever. But he did that for his theater class.
Yeah,
or whatever.
But that was a big thing when it came out, too.
But right. Social media plays such a big scandal in your upcoming and your downfall,
like, exactly,
because people can go back before you even got famous and find some
and
shit
find some stuff
and
yep.
bring it back in either,
yep.
and you gotta apologize all oh, you're yep. not that same person
Kevin,
no more not
Kevin,
e- Kevin Hart
Kevin Hart
yeah.
not even that shit hurt your career at that point, like if mm-hmm. that's the shit that
depending on what you say depending on what you say
or what you did
right like right. I don't think this is like too detrimental to her. I don't really consider her a big star. She's gotten some notoriety as of lately. But a lot of people get their 50 million of fame. So I don't know if this will end it.
But she can't apologize for that Sandra Bland shit, though. Ain't no apologizing for that.
Not even a little bit.
Nah, you can't apologize for that. That chat room, like, whatever case may be. But you made a song dissing Sandra Bland. That's
disrespectful. You know, she should have been canceled from then.
It shouldn't even be a debate about that. Like, that's you should mute that shit in the butt right there.
Right.
But are there people out there really buying Doja Cat music?
She's number one right now.
That's crazy.
You know why? I feel like because a lot of people are... But I feel like because her music isn't terrible. Well, her music now isn't terrible. That Bitch I'm a Cow shit, I wasn't feeling. But, yeah.
Horrid.
I wasn't feeling it. But
Nail said
her Juicy trash song, you've heard it because they've played it at Patio. Mm-hmm. So you've heard a Doja Cat song.
We don't want to use Patio as much as drunk as I be there.
Okay. Well, anyway,
Rick Ross himself be there with me, right next to me.
I've never heard of a Doja Cat song.
Well, there's one of the main ones that she has. The only reason why I feel like she's number one now is because everybody's talking about her. Mm-hmm. And for the people that's like, well, I ain't never heard a Doja Cat song. Oh, she sing this one. Mm-hmm. And then you play it for people to hear. Oh, that's her. And then, you know what I'm saying?
True. That does happen.
Well, her shit been dropping, so Meg finna be number one in a couple of days.
In my book, Meg is number one.
Meg finna be
number
one.
Meg, I love you, baby.
And this is the problem. This is the problem to me.
It's on the Shade Room, sis. Go watch it.
Yeah, this is the problem to me about all this stuff is that we'll find an issue and then we won't do anything about it.
We'll talk about it for a little bit and then find the next thing to talk about.
Like nothing will come out of this. Absolutely nothing will come out of this. People will be upset for a little bit, probably 3 or 4 days, and then it will be over.
As soon as the clubs back open up and they play her cut, I be guaranteed
she gonna make another song, and black folks are gonna play it. As much power as we have to stop foolishness, we don't exercise. Yeah. We don't use it, which says a lot. Because for example, the young boy up in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Met an unfortunate fate, but that story, that incident within itself, is not mutually exclusive to him. Mm-hmm. Because it happened here in Sanford. Mm-hmm. With Trayvon. Mm-hmm. That's the same thing.
The exact same thing. Mm-hmm.
Yep. You see what I'm saying?
Only difference is what happened in the day and not at night.
Well, no. The only difference is one was caught on camera.
It's caught on camera.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, it is who lives tells the story. You know what I'm saying? Because dead man tells no tales. That is the same exact thing. If black folk had did something to get something passed, mm-hmm, then what people couldn't follow you.
They're going to hear it on the mic.
What people couldn't follow you. That wouldn't have happened to that boy in Georgia like that.
Mm-hmm.
Preach, preacher.
I can't say that he wouldn't have necessarily met the same fate, but the other two boys wouldn't have went home, mm-hmm, after something like that.
Mm-hmm. It's just the fact that it went days without them getting arrested.
Weeks?
Right.
Like, weeks.
Like, people reposting this shit like
behind. That's the same thing.
Even the people that the dude that recorded it, everybody was like, he need to be arrested too, he need to be arrested too, and he finally got arrested.
Yeah, that's the same thing that happened in Sanford. That is Trayvon Martin all over again. The only difference is somebody had it on cell phone video.
And the bad thing about it, with being the same thing as Trayvon Martin, like, you rarely hear somebody talk about that now. So mm-hmm, it's people are scared to talk about that shit.
That's what it is. Away. People are scared to talk about that shit.
That too.
People are scared to talk about that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Why you feel like that, though? Why you feel like it's a conversation only, like you said, for a certain amount of time, and then we find something else to talk about when something like this that continues to happen?
Because people are scared to fight. Not that too, but they are scared to find a way to, you know, basically just, how can we prevent this shit? Instead of us trying to find a way to prevent this shit,
we just complain about it.
No, we put it on the shelves and we move on from
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think we have a tendency to follow old plans. So we'll hear about it, we'll make some noise on social media, we'll march in the streets, and then a few people will give a press conference. And then that's usually where most of our issues die, is on the forefront of press conferences and on the news and things like that. And so once the news hits another story, then we move on to another story.
Exactly.
Our lack of unity and camaraderie to say, hey, we're going to focus on these issues and get those fixed first, I think hinders our ability to move forward as a people. And so when things like this happen, we tend to not know what to do. And so we don't do anything. And so it usually takes somebody, whether they're famous or whether they are more active in the community than other people, to say, hey, we need to do a march. I'm tired of marching. You know what I'm saying? I don't even go to marches anymore.
My feet hurt.
It's not even about that. You know what I'm saying? Like marches within themselves are just supposed to bring attention to your issues. It's supposed to let the world know, you know, exactly what you're going through. And that's okay in the 50s and 60s when you didn't have social media, cell phones and computers and everything.
Right.
But we all know about stuff as soon as it happens. So I'm not with the marching unless we're going somewhere to do something about it. You understand what I'm saying? So and plus, most people who look at our marches together as a people don't think that we're going to do anything positive anyway. They assume that we're going to riot and break into stores and cause damage to other people's neighborhoods. So they're not really trying to listen to your message. They're just trying to stop you from doing whatever it is you're doing in the first place.
I feel as if when it comes to us, when we have something that we need to fight for, we're afraid that it's going to mess up our way of life. So that's another reason people get afraid.
Well, yeah, I think that does have a play a part in it. I think another part of it is if it doesn't happen to me or somebody I know, it really doesn't affect me.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying?
That's number one.
If it doesn't hit close to home,
it doesn't hit really, the same.
They ain't none of my business. Yeah. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Which is messed up in the black community. It is. It's been like that for years.
For
slavery. Decades.
Yeah. And we have not even tuned in to the power we really have. I think it is that when we really, maybe years from now, that when we realize that we really come together, we can make stuff move. We can make stuff move in our way that we wanted to move. But we're so mad about how one person does something, this person better than me, why I want what he got, instead of us coming together as a collective and saying, well, listen, this is how I got here. Let me help you get here. Until we figure out how to come together as a black community, things like this is going to keep happening to us.
Tiffany said, at some point, we just have to evolve to adjusting to it. It's a prevalent culture, and we can't change, but can adjust to. It's better to attack it and teach our children to combat it. To take down the mountain, got to start by understanding the foundation.
The foundation of what? What are we talking about now?
Tiffany, elaborate, please.
Yeah. I'm confused as to what Tiffany is talking about. I love these topics.
Me too, because we get, you know, we don't always joke and stuff.
No, we can get real serious. Yeah, no, we can get polyscience.
It's not a lot of black activists. You know, it's people who put on a facade because they have like a
following.
Yes.
Not even that, just a whole platform that they can just sell false profits to us. Mm-hmm. And we get behind that shit. Like, I hate that shit with a passion because nothing really gets done. One person who I follow who I feel like is gonna make a change in this shit is Killer Mike. Killer Mike
is
one of my favorites, man.
Killer Mike is a good one. I like Killer Mike a lot. I like David Banner a lot.
David Banner too. David Banner is fucking amazing.
Yeah, that's why I follow David Banner a little bit too.
Yeah, they're both excellent. But even their voices, I mean, even them now, they are what, the new age Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. I mean, if you want to put them in those terms, they don't have that following or that movement per se. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But they do have that rhetoric. But even then, it's hard, man, because you need people
that
on Capitol Hill who are changing policies and laws and things of that nature. Because
you can talk to you blue in the face, but if there's nobody if there's nobody next to you, behind you, ready to actually put everything on paper and push everything forward.
Correct. Otherwise, they're just another voice on social media, just making some noise.
Might be on that shit. He be going to the like little press conference in Atlanta, going to trying to change the houses and stuff like that. He be on that.
Yeah.
But we need that shit in Florida.
Like, that's what I'm saying. We need one in every every county. Yeah. To be honest with you.
Exactly.
Need one in every county. Somebody to step up and say, "Hey, I'm going to be the person who's going to."
But exactly, if someone does step up, we can't leave that voice by himself. It's just like in a crowd of people. crowd of people are speaking, you have one person trying to speak to everybody. You're never going to hear him. Until we come together as a collective, things like this are going to continue to happen.
Like, we was going so hard for the black mayor, and he didn't get elected. Like, we was going hard for him. Andrew Gilliam, we was going hard when he didn't get elected. Like, then that killed a lot of people more red. Like, damn, we did all this shit.
As governor.
But they just moved my mic.
Yeah, he was running for governor.
Governor of Florida. Yeah.
Governor of Florida.
Yeah, he was running for governor.
We were doing all that shit and it didn't go nowhere. Like,
no. I don't know if that was necessarily a bad thing, some stuff.
I mean,
we went hard for him.
We went hard for him.
Social media.
But everybody.
Then we dodged the bullet on that one.
Because everybody was disappointed. Right, brother, I know I was disappointed.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know I was disappointed.
So we. I know we be on the offense, but then we got to be on the defense, too. Like, damn, we went hard for this.
Yeah, and this what you do?
Yeah.
Making us look bad.
Hey, you heard he was in a hotel?
Right.
He was in a hotel?
Hotel.
Right. Okay, so Tiffany went deeper on her comment.
Okay.
She said, meaning sometimes no matter how many rallies or battles we come up with, the best way to fight things is to attack this generation's version of it and help our children to understand the history, to understand how we fought it, what happened, what worked, and what didn't. So our children aren't using old tools to fight new battles.
I agree. I 100% agree with that.
Yeah, she should.
Unfortunately, we do not have the schools in place to teach our children our history and or teach them new ways to battle current issues.
Stuff, yeah. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So as great as that sounds.
Because what worked back then definitely ain't going to work now.
Correct. So there aren't too many black schools out here teaching black children what to do and how to handle yourself here in America.
Exactly. For real. They're not even
especially being a black man.
They're not even teaching African American studies.
Right.
Which blows my mind. And to be honest with you, there's not too many black parents out there teaching their kids that either.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people have y'all ever heard of John Henry before the Netflix movie came out?
No.
That's crazy to me. That is absolute crazy to me. Like, a majority of people I talk to never heard of John Henry before this Netflix movie came out. I said, that is an old school black folks tall tale.
That's nothing.
He's one of the first black heroes we had.
It's people now who still don't know who Martin Luther King is.
Right, which is sad.
Like,
all they know is he had a dream.
Not even that.
Not
like,
barely.
They'd be like, why he got a day? I'm like, are you serious?
No, right. Why we don't go to school?
Right.
Like, real shit. Like, that's sad.
Right. Yeah. And that's in our public school system.
Why we don't go to school. Be happy you don't have to go to school.
And that's one of the things I like about Killer Mike and what he was talking about, starting his own Montessori school for black kids. And I agree with that because there's not a lot of schools out here teaching our kids our history, teaching them about our culture, how to survive out here, and what to do when you're faced with a problem.
Exactly.
Right? And so now we see her finding ourselves marching in the street like we're trying to get on the front of the bus, which is outrageous to me. And I'm like, that's not going to accomplish
nothing.
Anything. Mm-hmm. We don't go anywhere, walking around the corner, going to other people's neighborhoods.
We do it to say we participated, but then we don't take it further than that.
Right, tearing up other people's stuff. And then nothing comes out of it. When you tell other people stuff, they don't want to hear shit you got to say no more. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what your issue was before you came to my house and broke my windows, but whatever it was,
I don't care.
Fuck it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Get out my yard. You understand what
I'm saying? You're trespassing.
You're trespassing at this point. Let me call the cops.
So let me.
The law coming.
Call the proper
actually,
authority.
No, wait. I'm going to read Tiffany's last comment, and then we're going to lighten it up before we get out of here. Bronca said her daughter learns African American history. There's a specific devoted class for that, but she's in charge of school.
Correct.
They don't teach that in public school.
I know they don't.
Tiffany said racism is evolving and being protected in different ways. So how can we arm our children? We unfortunately are being reactive, and we have to learn to be proactive to get half less deaths in time, less normalcy with acts of racism. I feel like that's a typo, but.
Yeah, I mean, I get what she's saying. I think, me personally, I don't think our fight necessarily should be racism.
Yeah.
We have a lot more important things to handle before we start talking about what hurts our feelings.
Exactly.
And what doesn't. And I understand that racism does play a part in a lot of stuff that we do. on a daily. Mm-hmm. But as far as Black folks go,
we have to start with each other.
Yeah,
right, right. So we have to somehow learn how to be a cohesive unit. Mm-hmm. We have to get our financial situation in order. We have to restructure our educational system. Mm-hmm. And then we have to acquire wealth and power through that way. And then out of that, you'll gain respect. And then hopefully you can exactly. fight your racism on the back end with that.
Until we figure out the big cause on spinners, the base in the system is not really what we need.
Just to be seen.
Exactly.
What Boosie yeah. said?
We're so,
we need property, man, for real.
Yeah,
legit.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it in terms of one person, and a person was to step outside of the house, if they look like trash, they don't have their shit together, you call them whatever the hell you want to call them,
mm-hmm.
right?
But meanwhile, that's the person.
Right, no matter what color they are. But if a Black man walks outside his house and he's clean dressed, whatever looks fit, get a nice car, and this and that, like get his stuff together, you'd be damned to call him an N-I-G-G-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? That's something, he commands respect. Certain people command respect
when they walk in the room.
Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Black folks don't have their stuff together, which is why when we walk in the room, they call us whatever we want to. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We the only people out here fighting and marching in the streets. Mm-hmm. You don't see the Mexicans out here fighting and marching in the streets. You don't see the Chinese out here fighting and marching in the streets. You don't see the Germans, the Irish, or the Middle Easterners out here fighting and marching in the streets. It's only us.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And that's for a specific reason. So until we figure that out, until we get together, we always just be fighting and marching in the streets.
We need more Black owned businesses.
Yeah.
Like, for mm-hmm. real. Like,
we do need that.
That's a big plus.
If we want to make a change, we got to start spending with ourselves.
Start with us.
If we take money from them and start only spending with ourselves,
mm-hmm.
things will start to change.
My daddy Ben said that.
Yeah.
Like, we legit have that. It has to be a thing.
It's just
because we're talented
crazy
as shit.
How much money we put, how much in money other people's pocket. We give to everybody else, mm-hmm. but ourselves.
Yeah, a good book on that. Before we move, a good book on that is Dr. Claude Anderson, Black Labor, White Wealth. If you haven't read that book, go read that book. And the sequel to that is Powernomics by Dr.
Black
Anderson.
Black Labor, White Wealth.
Black Labor, White Wealth.
I'm going to buy it on Apple Books. Yeah. I'm going to buy it on Apple Books. Okay,
I don't read, but that sounds...
You say I don't read. So...
Yeah, I couldn't read in school.
We're going to lighten it up a little bit before we go because we got a little under 15 minutes. So, since I'm surrounded by lovely gentlemen, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said. You heard her.
I have a question for y'all. So, if your daughter, adult daughter,
mm-hmm.
like 20s, mid-20s.
She still live at home with me?
Don't matter.
Okay.
Mid-20s, right? Daughter decided to make an OnlyFans. Now, not necessarily being, let me finish.
That's not a question.
No, let me finish. For real. No, because I'm going to tell you why I'm asking. Not necessarily for, like, explicit porn and shit. Like, maybe she just want to start a feet page, whatever. But she's starting an OnlyFans.
Okay.
And would you want her to come and ask you your thoughts about it? Or would you rather have a stranger screenshot and say, your daughter's on OnlyFans?
I would rather my daughter come to me and say that she is going to do it or ask me if I would be okay with her doing it. Rather than her doing it and me finding out from somebody else.
Okay.
You said a feet page?
No, it's just a question in general.
Question in general.
Because I was going to tell her shit. Daddy got one too, baby. Let's get this money together. Crying. Show your feet. I show mine.
I am crying.
No, I'm just playing. I don't have any kids, but I feel as if anything my kids feel like they want to do, to discuss it with me. You know, I'm not that. I wouldn't be that strict parent because I didn't have strict parents. You know, my mom let me make my own choices. She let me fail my own choices that I made, but I had to do the definition of learning them. So, you know, I'm probably be that cool parent who's like, well, let's talk about it. Where do you see yourself taking this from here? Is this gonna just stop with fans only? Or are you gonna use this fans only as a platform to something bigger?
Okay.
So that'll be my take on it. I'd rather you come talk to me than somebody else tell me.
Okay, LJ.
Personally, I would, because I'm going to have that honesty with my daughter, because I want girls. I don't want no
You don't want
dude.
No boys?
Mm-mm.
He said no dudes. I'm weak.
I ain't going to lie to you.
You are the first man I ever heard say that.
I want girls. I always told her, whoever like chick I'm dealing with, like if you end up getting pregnant and you have a boy, just put me on child support.
I'm crying. Oh my gosh. Just, no
I'm
way.
Joking. I'm joking.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
I'm joking.
Shit.
I was gonna say no.
Shit, tell them come find me.
Catch me if you can.
But no, I will be that. I will be that honesty with my daughter. Like if she wanna do OnlyFans, I would try my best to persuade her not. Like there's other ways you can make money.
Mm-hmm.
I would try to like make her see her talents and to not pursue OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
Just before the simple fact is, I don't even want to think about my daughter like that.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I see her much more than doing OnlyFans. I feel like OnlyFans is like a last resort for women nowadays. Mm-hmm. Like, you can do so much more than just resort to OnlyFans.
But what if she already made up her mind, though, and she's asking you, like...
She
wants to know.
She's going to do it.
Would you rather hear it from her or would you rather hear it from somebody else?
Of course, I'd rather just want to say
it. Yeah.
I would be better honestly when she can come talk to me, but mm-hmm. I wouldn't. You know,
I'm asking.
I hear it from somebody else. I don't care how old you are. I'm tell your ass up.
Whatever. I'm asking.
You never too old for a woman.
A dude bring me a screenshot. He's getting swung on.
Yeah, side. Because this guy, this guy, there was something going on social media right now. This guy that these girls do not know, which to me makes me feel like you're a super creep because how you found my parents. But I digress. Is finding their parents and legit like sending them your daughter's on OnlyFans.
So he being 6'9", he snitching.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it's so creepy because how are you finding my parents? I don't know you.
Yeah, that's a
so
problem.
So how are you finding my father to send him what I'm doing?
That's a problem within itself. I don't
like you're doing too much, sir.
That's way too much.
I mean, what if they're doing it like from a parent's standpoint, like, do you know your daughter is doing this?
But you don't know me. You don't know my parents. You don't like. I don't know.
I'm
you.
Just looking at it from that from like two standpoints. Like,
I get it, but whose business is that other than
me.
That girl and her parents?
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. To say, oh, okay, I don't know if your parents know or not, but I'm gonna tell them.
You know?
He didn't say that in the chat room before he screenshotted.
Right.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
This he probably gave us some money.
Right, he didn't come in there like, oh, this is outrageous. I'm about to screenshot this and send this to your mama and daddy
after I give you this till.
Right. Nah, that's a bit extreme. Like, I don't know if, number one, my dad is Jamaican. So even if I tell my daddy I want to do one for a feet page, he going to look at me like, yeah, the fuck right.
People are so weird, man.
He going to whoop you.
He's not going to whoop me. I'm too grown.
People are so weird.
That's your problem.
That is crazy.
That's your problem, right? That's every woman's problem.
And to think he's not getting paid to do this.
At all.
You have to be in a special kind of place in your mind.
Because if I tell on you, I'm sending you a cash app after that. I need my money.
On both sides of your brain, you have to be in a special kind of place to be like, you know what? I'm going to go out of my way to find this girl's parents.
Like, out of all the way. And it was multiple girls' parents he found.
That is crazy.
That's tough.
That reminds you how crazy
elite
you are.
Skill tracer, dog.
No, yeah. Like, legit.
Skill tracer.
They need to put him in some CIA type shit.
He's very
easy. Finding people like that.
Can you skill tracer like a bitch.
Can you? Can,
we'd have been found Osama bin Laden with him.
With Joe ass, right.
Can you imagine... how sexually free we would be if there wasn't any slut shaming going on, but people like that prevent people from doing
but
a whole bunch of stuff.
It's less now, like it's
he's a creep.
That like, is outrageous,
bro. 3 years ago, you couldn't find a female to make OnlyFans, but now,
you could. She was just in the dark with
no,
it.
No, I'm just saying, any female, like, I'm just saying how openly
oh,
it
yeah,
is
okay.
Now. You couldn't find a female that would be willing, like, okay,
yeah,
I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, I do that. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, OnlyFans is just like.
Porn.
It's yeah. I
no,
mean,
but you know they stopping it. I heard. I was actually told. Porn. Yeah, I was actually told recently that anything porn like, so like people uploading their home movies with their boyfriend or whatever, or anything like super porn related, they're stopping that. So your account is either going to be blocked or they're going to take it down. Like,
so you mean to tell me they finna shut off Jadafire?
I mean, they might.
This is ridiculous.
On Twitter or like Instagram.
No, on OnlyFans.
OnlyFans?
Yes. Yeah,
like, apparently OnlyFans is only, from what I was told, I haven't done, like, my full research on it, but from what I was told, they're only going to make it so where it's nothing, it's, like, seductive photos. It's not going to be anything porn-related
anymore.
They're
making too much money off that, so they're not going to stop that.
I don't know how they're going to regulate it, but...
I wouldn't stop it.
They make it
at all. I'm already making my money.
As a male, I wouldn't
want to see Usher versus Chris Brown.
Yeah.
Oh, well, dang! I wish I knew that. Okay, well, I thought we had more time than we had, so we gotta wrap up. So, of course, we go around the table, let everybody know what everybody got going on. So I'm going to start with No Name Nell, and that is your name from now on. So go ahead.
Yo, what's up? It's No Name Nell. Y'all can find me on Twitter at BNell352. And that's it. That's all I got is a Twitter. Y'all know my name. Stop playing with me.
Super Mario.
You heard what she said. Super Mario. You can follow me on Instagram at SuperMario_321. You know, you can check me out in the clubs coming through when we open back up. On the mic, Thompson. Hey, hookah lady. And we out.
Ball game.
Ball game, LJ. Up and coming rapper out of Tampa, Florida. You can find me on any social media platform at Ball Game LJ. Also, find me on any digital platform at Ball Game.